Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Ivan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak at Shalom. We are now in the ninth Mishnah of the fourth parak of Masachet Bava Metzia, at the very bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. In our discussion of Ona'a, we're now going to take a look at those items which are excluded from Ona'a. Eilu Dvarim She'in Lahem Ona'a. And there's four things. Ha'avadim Vashtarot Vakarkaot, and it really starts with Karka, as we'll see. And v'hekdeshot, things that are hekdesh, ein lan tashlumei kefal, besides ona'a, they are also excluded from the laws of kefal, v'lo tashlumei v'chamisha, so if you stole an animal of hekdesh and killed it, you would not be chayiv v'chamisha. Shomechinam einu nishba, if somebody is a shomechinam on any of these things, he doesn't take a shvua. If about neglect, v'nosei sachar einu mashalem, if there's shomer sachar, doesn't have to pay if it's stolen. Rabbi Shimon makes a distinction. He says, if you have kodshim that you are liable for, such as a neder, then, because it's financial obligation, ona'a applies. If it's not, like a nedava, there is no ona'a. Rabbi Yehuda includes also things which are typically bought for a high price. The Gemara will discuss what the reasoning here is, like a Sefer Torah, an animal, jewels. Ona doesn't apply, and Chachamim said no, the exclusion is only those four things, and that is Avadim, Shtarot, Karkot, and Hekdeshot. Okay, we're going to deal with the Rabbi Shimon and with Rabbi Yehuda later on, but for right now, in our opening salvo, Minna Hanimili, how do we know that these four things are excluded? Tana Rabbanan, V'chitim Kurum Kala Mitecha, Kana Miyad Amitecha, the Pasuk of Arana'a talks about Mimkar, Miyad Amitecha, that's where Rish Lakish stole Mishicha from. Tavrani Kana Miyad Liyad, so Ona only applies to things that are bought from hand to hand. Yatsu Karka Ochen Matatlim, so Karka's out. Yatsu Avadim Shukshula Karkaot, as we know from the Pasuk in Behar, Olam Bahem Tavodu, V'nachaltem otam l'vnechem, avadim are like karka. Yatsu shtarot, tichtiv v'chitim krumim kar. I mean, you have to sell something of value. Shkufo machur v'kufo kanui. It's something where itself has value, and it's, itself is owned. Yatsu shtarot, chen gufan machur v'en gufan kanui. A shtar is not owned, a shtar is representative, and a shtar just isn't inherently sold, it just represents a sale. As though for a shtar, it doesn't apply to a shtar. They're only there for what they prove. Now, mikan amru, what's the result of that? Amocher shtarotav lebasam. If somebody sold his shtarot to a perfumer, for example, and sold them not for a raya, but he sold it to him to use as paper to stuff up the bottles, then yeshtam ona, then ona applies. Pshita, that's a no-brainer. The answer is lafuki ben Rav Kahana. We saw the machloket of Kahana and Levi earlier, whether ona applies all the way down to prutot. By making the statement about using a shtar, selling a shtar for its paper, you see that ona does apply even to things as inexpensive as a pruto, or as five prutot, that is. Now, hekdeshot, how do we know that hekdesh is out? Damar kra achiv, v'chitim kurum altonu ishet achiv, achiv alo hekdesh. Ona applies between citizens and not to hekdesh, just like we saw with Nezikin and other areas where hekdesh is excluded. Magra bar memel kol heichad echtiv yado yado mamashu. Wait, your entire limud started with the idea that miyad amitacha. Yad always implies really your hand, which knocks out karka, and as a result of karka evad, as a result of that, well, at least karka evad is a result of that. Elamiyata dichtiv echach kol etzom yado, that we took all the land from the hand of Sichon. Would you even tell me that Sichon was physically holding the land in his hand? Nobody, that's silly. Elamir Shuto, what does Yad mean? Yad means your possession. We took all the land from Sichon's domain. Hachanamir Shuto, therefore, it means anything you sell from your domain, which would include Karka and Avadim. Is that really true that Yad doesn't mean your little hand? Remember in the Parsha of Gzela, we saw this in Geneva, we saw this in Bava Kama, chiefly in the seventh parak. He has to pay double. How do we know if we find it in his property or on his roof? If it indeed is found, meaning anywhere it's found, meaning yado would mean his hand. Extends it beyond his hand. I would think it only means his hand. V'tu tanya v'natan biyada, giving a get, ein li el, this is chiefly in the 8th parak of Gittin, ein li el yada, gagah chatzera v'kar fifaminayin, how do I know if I put the get in her courtyard, or on a roof, or in a yard, that it's enough? Tamalom v'natan, mikom akom. Again, tamarachatav rachman v'natan, halav hachi avmena chol hechad ikhtav yadoya domamash. So, had the Torah not written v'natan, and used some other word, and biyada, I would think really means into her hand. Means if it's only in his hand, extends it to his yard. The word yad has to be understood as hand, except in a case where it can't mean that. In other words, yad always means hand, except when it can't mean hand. So therefore, it has to mean something else. For instance, in the case of Sichon, it has to mean his possession. We have other places. But that Avshalom itziv lo yad b'chayav. He set up a yad. There, a yad means a memorial. Yad Vashem, as we have in Shayahu. Therefore, you can't say it means a hand. It has to mean something else. Here, it means an extended hand, which is possession. But wherever it could mean hand, it means hand. Boy, Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera asked the following question about Onah. Sechirut yesh lo Onah, ain lo Onah. Hiring somebody, is there Onah? Meaning, if the normal price for such work is, let's say, $10 a day, and you hire somebody at $7 a day, is that Onah? Mimkara marachmana, the whole pasuk that we have on top of the page, v'chitim kru mimkara mitecha, is a sale of a lo schirut, so it only applies to selling goods. Odilma lo shna, maybe it's any time when you give money for something. So amale abaya, abaya said, miktim mimkara leolam. It doesn't say if you sell something that's permanent, mimkar stamaktiv, it just says a sale. V'hai nami biyomim mimachirahu. So Abaye claims that on the day that you're working, there's a mechira, which is you're selling your goods and you're getting money for it. So therefore, no applies. Okay, Bari Rav. Rav asked the following question. Chitin uzra'an bakarka, mahu. What if you have wheat and you sowed it in the ground? Is there ona? Now, what's the case? The case is where, let's say, I as a landowner hired somebody or of a sharecropper who is supposed to plant a certain amount of seeds and he plants more than a sixth less. Yesh lam ona, ein lam ona. So now, command the shadin b'chad adamin. Do you say when you put it in the ground, it's like putting it in a jug, and there's ona, there's ona. Oh, dilwa batlinu agavara. Maybe they're in the ground. Now they're part of the ground, and karka has no ona. Now, normally when you say karka has no ona, that means that if I buy land at way above or way below its value, there's no claim. But here we're talking about seeds. So hechidami. First of all, what's the circumstance? Ile medamar iu shadave shita va'atusadi ve'amrudlo shadave elachamisha. If I told him to plant 6 se'ah here, as an example, and Adim come and say he only planted 5 se'ah, anytime that something is measured, either by measuring or by weight or by counting, even if it's less than kadeona, once you've measured it out, even if it's one little bit off, then the deal goes back. So if I told him to plant 6 and witnesses came and say he planted 5, there's no question. El damar iu shadoi ba'i kadi bo'ila. If I told the sharecropper or my worker, plant what should be planted here, what's customary. And it turns out he didn't plant what's necessary, he planted less. Yesh tam ona, ein lam ona, does not apply. Same question, do we consider the pod that he threw it into, the hole in the ground, to be like a jug, or is it now part of the ground? So now, the second question is, nishbarin alein, or nishbarin alein? If you come with a claim to him, and he's modem miktzat. Is there a shvuah or not? If it's karka, there's no shvuah. If it's metaltelin, there is. Same question. Omer matiran oeno matiran. The third question is, I put this wheat in the ground, and now it's March. Now the korban omer is brought in April. Am I now allowed to eat this wheat? Or is it still chadash? So hechidami, that last question is a little strange because ida ashrush tanina, ida lo ashrush tanina. We have a mishnah in Menachot, that's also a mishnah in Chala. Nan imishrishu kodam la omer omer matiran v'mlav asurin adshiyavo omer abat. If grain that you planted took root, which we say generally is 2 weeks, it takes that long to take root after you planted it. If it took root before the omer, then when the omer comes, it's mutter. It's not yasher chadash anymore. But if not, meaning you planted it, let's say, 3 days before Pesach, then you can't eat it until the next Omer, a year later. So, really, there's no question here about Omer Matiran, which means what's the circumstance that Rav is asking about, or he's wondering about Onah? So, Lo Tzricha de Chatzdinu Vizarinu Kodom La Omer. Here's what happened. You had wheat. It grew. you harvested it, and then you planted it before the Omer. Va'atale Omer v'chalifi lavayu v'lo ashush karun la'omer. And then the Omer came and had not yet taken root its second time around. Ma'ol minkato meichel minayu. Can you now take it out and eat it? Meaning, k'man neshad m'chad adami v'sharinu Omer. Do we say that it's like sitting in a pot, which means the when it was originally grown, the Omer was matiret. O dilma batlinu agavara, but now that you, or perhaps when you replanted it, it's not part of the ground again. And now we have to wait for it to take root. And then, of course, we're going to say there's no onah. And then, of course, we're going to say there's no shvuah. The answer to all of this is teku. And we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast as we continue to discuss the issue of dvarim she'in lahem onah. Everybody should have a wonderful day.